VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. said Sunday it expects that China will retaliate with increased tariffs on U.S. exports. This after President Trump sharply boosted levies on Chinese products headed to the United States. VOA's Ira Melman spoke with Philip Levy, a senior fellow at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Levy said the tariffs leave the administration in a difficult position.
It looks like the next step is for the Chinese to retaliate against the United States.
And what does that entail? Obviously, one would think that they're just going to, double what the United States has done back to the United States, right?
Well, they had tried to match the United States tariff for tariff. Of course, part of the thing with this relationship is an underlying imbalance such that they cannot stick tariffs on as many imports as the U.S. can. But there are other things they can do to make life uncomfortable for the U.S., and I expect we're going to find out what those are.
Trump on Friday more than doubled tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods, boosting the rate from 10% to 25%. The UN said Sunday that redeployment of Houthi forces from key ports in Yemen went in accordance with established plans. The UN is slated to verify the first phase of Houthi troop withdrawal on Tuesday. As Reuters' Francesca Lana reports, the redeployment efforts that began Saturday are related to a deal reached in December.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people.
And that was Reuters' Francesca Lana. The port of Hodeidah is the entry point for 70% of the humanitarian aid and imports to Yemen. This is VOA News. More tug-of-wars expected in Washington this week. Congressional Democrats seek further information and material pertaining to the Russia probe, and the Trump administration is eager to turn the page and move on from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. VOA's Michael Bowman has more.
Top House Democrats have pushed back against calls for impeachment proceedings against the president, but have warned that the White House could force the issue by impeding congressional oversight going forward.
Every day they are advertising their obstruction of justice by ignoring subpoenas and by just declaring that people shouldn't come and speak to Congress so that the American people can find out the truth.
Trump says Democrats' efforts will backfire.
Now the Democrats are saying, we want more. And actually, it's working the other way, because now we have our best poll numbers that we've ever had. It's crazy.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
And House Democrats continue to negotiate for Mueller to testify. Also, the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee surprised many in Washington by sending a subpoena to the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., to testify as part of the panel's own probe of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Stevo Penderovsky has been inaugurated as the new president of North Macedonia, calling for reconciliation in a deeply divided society. New president took the oath before parliament on Sunday, then promised in his inauguration speech he would serve all citizens. He added that it's time to heal open wounds from the recent past and to really start civil reconciliation. Swearing-in ceremony was attended by the presidents of Albania, Bulgaria, Serbia, and Kosovo. Gunmen killed six people attending mass at the Catholic Church of Dablo in North Burkina Faso Sunday morning, officials and witnesses said. A witness told VOA Africa the priest and five churchgoers were among the victims. Officials in Pakistan say that the death toll from the overnight militant raid on a luxury hotel near the China-run strategic port of Gwadar has risen to at least five. That includes four hotel employees and a Pakistani Navy soldier. Pakistan's military's media wing says that security forces have completed clearance operation at the hotel. Statement said all three terrorists who participated in the attack Saturday were killed. The United Arab Emirates says that four commercial ships were subjected to sabotage operations Sunday near its territorial waters in the Gulf of Oman. Authorities gave no details on what kind of sabotage they suspect or to whom the ships belong, other than saying that they were of different nationalities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. And we're gonna make it real groovy. So put on your dancing shoes because it's time to groove. As we start off today from Cameroon, Alia Mba by Papillon is coming first. And right after that, we go to Franco and Joski Kiambukuta from the Democratic Republic of Congo in Adieu Jemeve. And from that, we take a trip to Sierra Leone, the African Bush Doctor, the Roots Reggae Man in Live Upright. So right now, let's get it started with Alia Mba by Papillon of Cameroon.
Bang, bang.
Anyway. that done got me. I stand not in the way of sinners. I sit in the seat that this can't fool. But it's the light, it's in the world of Father. Joe! Rastafari. In Jah's sight, make me live upright in the Father's sight. Make me live upright, children in Jah's sight. Make me live upright in the Father's sight.
Beautiful songs there from Sierra Leone, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. I am Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Monday through Friday with me, David Vandy. How are you doing? I hope you are getting groovy right now because we're gonna crisscross the continent of Africa. And this time to Malawi, the sound of Saleta Firi, it's titled Orarua. From Orarua to Senegal, Yusundo in Birima, this is the Dakar Mix, and I play this one specially for you, Kate Ona of Enugu, Nigeria. I wanna wish you all the best for today. And after that, I'll take you to Tanzania. Badoni Waku by Akil of Tanzania. So let's get it on right now with Malawi Saleta Firi in Orarua.
sana lakini sio kiburi isipokutia machoni noma sio ni raha na kupenda daima sio kwa masa ningependa tu wasote kila muda basa hasa angaria wambeya hiyo yao kuharibu hasa wameza waya kuburuga ili tuwe karibu hane so kwa kuwa uko mbali iwe sababu tu wachane achana brother many what's left cause bros wakanya gima dike mikoso niye bat lose notes nimepiga notch cut spende kwa na muzika yanu mekasirika
Pindole tu mimi na we bado tunapendana nakupasa ujue mwingine sijaona we pindole tu mimi na we bado tunapendana nakupasa ujue mwingine sijaona mimi na we tupendane shaka ondoa kwangu sasa nakwambia uelewe mimi nakupenda sana Nalitaka Wangu ni wako kwangu misi na shaka We kweli pendo lako bado nalitaka Wangu ni wako kwangu misi na shaka Hakika ni mwenzako ninatisika Hakika ni mwenzako ninatisika Ni peke yako mekushika
Tutafika Yako best day Tuifanya South Africa Yo Mahaba matam Chichum tam Nikuona buna pata ham Jisie ulivyo Pose na tabasam Na kufagiria Okini mwagia malavu Kuchanga nikiwa supu mbavu Niache nami mchizi Nitowe shavu Usio natari Eti mchizi kupata Mapenza yena mnyanja Hata we unaweza kudata Hata we unaweza kudata Bila limbwata Hata we unaweza kudata
Na kupenda mpenzi wangu Kwangu tuwa Shaka, akipenda Bwana Mungu yote yatafunguka wewe nakupenda mpenzi wangu kwangu toa mashaka akipenda Bwana Mungu yote yatafunguka niwe wako uwe wangu mashaka kwangu ondoa tumuombe Bwana Mungu kwa kila lote nalotaka
Tunes out there. This is the African beat coming to you. Groovy sounds, non-stop beat, making the African beat so special today. Stay tuned. I'll be right back for more goodies.
African beat
is the best. It's number one.
We love it.
The African beat with music of Africa from the voice of America. We love it.
You
you love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
VOA. African Beats
is the best. It's number one.
We love it.
Right now, I want us to take a trip across some African countries. Conakry, Guinea is going to be our stop, with Alpha Diojara in Watasunjan, and then to Uganda with Jose Chameleon in Abalongo. But right now to Guinea Conakry, Alpha Diojara in Watasunjan.
Thank you.
hebi haray won kile mun ne sabere wata sanjay yo seri dido wata sanjay wata sanjay yo I seri dido wata sanjay yo sigin ila bama hay mo heba ta no fala
hay mo heba ta no fala ori hay mo heba ta no fala
time on the African Beat. I hope you're having a wonderful time as I take you across the continent. I'll be right back for more goodies, so stay tuned.
The Voice of America. VOA.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the show, The African Beat Moves, and this time I'll be taking you to Niger with music by Abdul Salam, It's Kidin Tidimi. And from Abdul Salam to all of you guys who requested music from Lucky Dube, here we go with Sins of the Flesh. From South Africa, we make our final stop today, Sao Tome and Principe, Justino Handanga in Dikalume. But now let's go to Niger, Abdul Salam in Kidin Tidimi.
Didn't
wannan kidi ne kidin tidi kidin tidi ni sai samari na gaske samari na banza samari na fi ko ka kidi bayar wa tidi kidin tidi ni ko kidin da kai wannan kidi da kidi ne na dan bambanci ya dago da dai suke da kidin tidi ni ba a yi ne ga banza kidin tidi ni ba a yi ne ga a cikin gari inda kai ka sama kidin tidi ni shi ake hausu samari gari har da matan gari da sofin gari su ake tarsuwa dande sai bugawa ake tafi da kuwa sai ne ake samari gari sai rawa ko suke sai a zabo gani da rabon gardama shi kidin tidi ni ba san gardama samari kidi gashi aiwa wannan kidi ne kidin tidi ni sai samari na gaske samari na banza samari na fi ko ga kidi bayar wa tidi kidin tidi ni ko kidin takaya wannan kidi da kidi ne na tun banji ya da guda da suke da kidin tidi ni ba a yi ne ga banza kidin tidi ni ba a yi ne ga cikin gari inda kai gardama kidin tidi ni shi ake hausu samari gari har da matan gari da sofin gari su ake tarsu dande sai bugawa ake tabi da kuwa dai ne ake samari gari sai rawa ko suke sai a zabo gani da rabon gardama shi kidin tidi ni ba a san gardama
Samari musamira wattidimi kidin tidimi kidin tidimi to a jambil azalbanar ku
time out there. And well, I'm sure you've had a wonderful time with me listening to the beautiful songs from Africa. But I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes today, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. I am David Van here in Washington, D.C., saying bye-bye.
African beats.
Mina papa yi kalete amendandi va guatisa mele kusi kwete ndapumbeli longiso va kwetu valingo londo tolo amie panda si kwete ongo tatalu nikamai choshe jiventi mbango ndulume jilete amendulume mojo haliye ya vani Sandiviolo meke ngo tu fayela varia Akulu tu popisi Tocho tu kalila mwenyoto Nikalume we Nikalume me Nikalume amai we Nikalume we Gajiti wilolo ali Nikalume we Nikalume Nikalume amai we Nikalume we
This is